the Friday edition of the Rawhide Show. As usual, the boys have crossed us up. You know, the Ottawas were really the cause of this trouble. They advertised a month or so ago that all of the people who were interested in surviving a nuclear attack so that you could have a chance to bring up your three-headed youngsters in the future, all you have to do is write to Ottawa, apparently, and you get one of these do-it-yourself kits, at least booklets. It's called Your Basement Fallout Shelter. And, of course, the boys got quite excited about this. They sent away, and it arrived yesterday, all kinds of excitement as they opened it up. And they are out on the front lawn, well, they've been there ever since yesterday, tearing the thing to shreds. They're building their fallout shelter. They were refused. They wanted to build it in the basement of the CBC, which was refused. As a matter of fact, the executives came out and saw what was happening to the lawn this morning and tried to order them off, and they had bushel baskets of dirt hurled at them and hammers and everything else, saws. So since they won't be in here, we've sent Marvin out to find out how they're getting along with their survival exercise. Marvin, if you're standing by just a few hundred yards away from here, out on the front lawn of 354 Jarvis Street, let's hear what's happening. Michael Rawhide, I'm standing out here right on Jarvis Street. The scene here is rather incredible. The little lawn which the CBC has spent so much time on, making it green and mowing it, is just torn to shreds. They're swarming over it like ants. I think there might have been some kind of an argument or something because I could see three distinct groups. I think they're actually working Rawhide on three shelters. One group, they're right out of sight. They must be, I was looking down into the hole they've dug there. It must be about 8 feet down. I'm standing near this first group here. I'll find out what has caused this split up. Hello there. They're so engrossed here, they don't know what they're... Hello.
They must be sorry.
Hello, you're building a shelter here, are you?
Yes, we're building ours out of straw.
Oh, I see. You're building it on top of the ground?
Yes, that's right. We're building it on top of the ground.
Oh, yes, fine. There's not too much activity here. They're just piling up straw. Bless their hearts. So I'll move along with my microphone. It's rather difficult walking. As I say, the ground is all ripped up, and their tools here, they seem to be lowering down six-quart baskets, and there's somebody down there fills it with dirt and up it comes. So I'm just picking my way along here over this rubble. Hello! Hello down there! Hello down there!
You're not coming in! You're not! Get out! Get out! We're saving ourselves!
No. Come up for a moment, please. It's Marvin Melibel.
I know it's Marvin Melibel. Boy, it's a hard job. You're not kidding on us. You're not. We just got up for ourselves. You've got to find some other shelter.
No. I'm just asking you how you're coming along. What are you... You're building your shelter here out of what?
We're building ours out of sticks. We figure that'll stand up a little better. We're taking a little poetic licentiousness with this here pamphlet that Ottawa sent out.
I see. Well, how's it coming along?
Well, not too good. I picked some bad workers. See, we all split up. We had a big argument over the best way to build the shelters, and some of them came along with me. I got the bad ones here. I got Granny, and she ain't much for manual labor. I got old Elizabeth Barrett Blueing down there. You see, the trouble is, we were going through, this used to be the old Haverhill College building.
Oh, yes, the old school for girls. The old school for girls, yes. Why, are you running into any of their vestiges?
Hey, sure, we're going through a couple of strata right now. And, of course, Granny and old Elizabeth Barry Pluin, I guess being women, they stop work every 2 seconds when they find something. Every couple of feet or so, you'd keep hitting some old decayed blue gym bloomers underground there. They got to look at them and poke them around there, so they don't do too much work. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, where's Granny? Where is Granny? I've got to show her.
Did you find something, Elizabeth?
Oh, this is so cute. Wait till I show you this. Isn't this darling? We've got it about 7 feet down there. Look at this. Haverhill College, 1907. First term. Nellie Gooch got C-minus in field hockey.
Yeah, well, I didn't get the shelter built. Now, get down there. Never mind those old things you're finding down there.
You people, stop. Stop it this minute. Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that voice you just heard hollering here on the street is the Reverend Mr. Semple. I spoke to him back in the wintertime. He's the head of Toronto's Anti-Vice Committee on Jarvis Street. I wonder if he'll recognize Mr. Semple.
Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Melibel. This is terrible. This is shocking. Oh, it's bad enough that these These places on Jarvis Street are allowed to flourish above ground, but now apparently they're building shelters so that even during an atomic attack they can continue with their dope and their liquor and their sin. Oh, it must be this Montreal group I read about, this vice ring that's moving into Toronto. I don't think our vice people would ever think of it.
Stop it this minute.
I don't know, Mr. Semple. You don't understand. These are Rawhide Boys, the little theater group.
I beg your pardon?
They're the little theater. This is the CBC here.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I didn't recognize it. It's all torn up, isn't it?
Yes. There's a sign, 354 Jarvis Street. It's the CBC.
Oh, I'm so relieved. I just thought this was the most brazen thing I ever heard of. These places building underground. Excuse me, Mr. Maddox.
Ladies, it's all right. Apparently, it's the CBC. They're building a fallout shelter for the CBC people. Bring the banners, ladies. You ladies of the field. Bring the banners. We'll move down to Gerard Street. I see some ladies walking down there. That's right. Come on, ladies. Thank you, Mr. Maddox.
Not at all, Mr. Semple. Oh, I can understand him getting a bit of a shock from that. Now, I'm going to move over to the third group here. These are the ones farther along the lawn. Yes, sir. I'm just picking my way over rubble and stone here. Oh, they're way down. Great cavernous hole dug here. Hello! Is there anybody down there?
I'm coming up.
Please do. I'd like to have a word with you.
It's you, Marvin Millibell. How are you, sir? Oh, that's hot work down there. It's a lot harder than sitting on the back benches of the House of Commons, I'll tell you.
Oh, this is Mr. J. Philip Buster. You're with this particular group here, are you? Mr. Buster, I'd like to ask you how you're coming along here. What kind of a shelter are you building?
We're using stones here. We're following the manual laid down by the Ottawa people, the civil defense people. Well, these other people, they're sticks and they're straw. They're not going to go anywhere at all. Now, we're doing a good job here. As you can see, we're about 8 feet down there.
I see. Well, how are you enjoying it?
Oh, it's exciting, Mr. Malabal. I like this, getting in there and building fallout shelters. There's something primitive about it. It's survival, Mr. Malabal. It reminds me of my childhood all over again, digging holes, secret tunnels, and street gangs, all the fun. All we need is uniforms. Now, they're complete.
Do you really, Mr. Buster, expect to use this shelter?
Oh, Mr. Malabal, there's no doubt about it. These shelters, they're going like hotcakes in the States. They're working them up down there. As a matter of fact, when they have an air raid warning, it's mandatory. It's mandatory to get into one of these things, or you get kicked, you see. I agree, Mr. Malabal, 100% with the United States Strategic Air Command. Let's not wait till they hit us. Let's hit them. Hit them right now. Oh, if we could just get these lackadaisical Canadians. God bless them. I love them, Mr. Malabal. They're voting people. But they're lackadaisical, these Canadians. If we could only get them lathered up here to a frenzy the way you got them down the States there. Get them thinking positively in terms of nuclear war. With a fallout shelter in every basement in Canada. Then the government, you see, the government in Ottawa is got to get aggressive with Russia. Because just to justify the building of all these shelters. I think once you get them all built, something is just going to happen. Otherwise, you sit there and takes all the fun out of things for a while.
Hey, come on. Philip Buster, come on. Get down here and get digging.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Malabal. I've got to spell him for a while.
Come on. It's the coffee break time. Get that old hello there, Marvin Malabal.
You slacker. You communist.
Oh, just a moment, please.
Why aren't you helping us build a shelter? You're giving comfort to the enemy there, ain't you?
Oh, no. Let's not get into an argument. I just want to find out how you people are coming along. Certainly made a mess of the CBC law, haven't you?
It's the best use the CBC's ever been put to. It's going to save our lives. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, boy, we're doing a good job down there, I'll tell you.
Do you realize, of course, that you're just preventing the CBC from ever having a law in here again? And also, I'd like to point out a recent issue. I don't want to be a wet blanket, but a recent issue of McLean's magazine... dealing with civil defense and these fallout shelters.
I never read no magazines.
No, well, you should, because it says that among all the Ottawa officials and these civil officials of civic government of all the cities across Canada, they have found only two who are building fallout shelters. I believe the Lady Mayor of New Westminster, British Columbia, Beth Wood, is building one, and the Attorney General of Ontario, Kelso Roberts.
Well, we got good company, so that's the bear. Because, after a nuclear attack, when we come up underground and start making a fresh start there, There's not going to be nothing in the way of food. We're going to have to fend for ourselves, you know, and turn over rocks and get white grubs and ant eggs and anything that's left crawling after you attack. And it means fewer mouths to feed. If we only got two other, this who'd say this, Attorney General?
Yes, and Mayor Beth Wood of U.S.
Well, we'd be happy to have them join us. That'll make about 12 of us to begin civilization all over again here in Canada, but I would like to warn them both right now, the Attorney General and this lady mayor up there, that after a nuclear attack, don't try pulling rank on us. We're all in this together. If I find an ant's nest, we divvy up the eggs. I mean, they're not just going to get a special share because, or if there's a big fat worm that we have to find that hasn't been radioactivated, we'll split it up in equal shares. I don't want them pulling rank on us just because their offices are all wiped out. I just want to get that message across there to them.
I see. Well, you're taking an optimistic view of it, aren't you?
Well, yes. Oh, yes. I think it'll be quite exciting. We're happy to have them join us, the Attorney General and this lady mayor. And that'll make about 12 of us all together. I mean, them fellas down there built with straw. They ain't going to be around. And them stick fellas. It's just our stone ones here that's going to survive, plus the Attorney General and the lady mayor.
Chuck waving at you from the hole. Does he want something?
Where?
Over there. He stuck his head up.
What do you want?
Come on down the hole quick till we found
a
dinosaur bone.
You found a dinosaur bone?
Yes, come on quick.
Excuse me, I gotta look at it in a second.
Well, I'll follow you over. I'm just moving over now to the crater, I suppose I could call it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm standing here. I'm going to try to hold on to my CDC microphone, and I'm now going down into the hole here. It's pitch black.
Oh, that little candle stuck in the wall here. Where are you?
I'm over here.
What is this about a dinosaur bone?
Well, I'm just looking at it, I guess. Oh, there it is, up hanging down from the ceiling. We've tunneled in quite a bit here. That's no dinosaur.
Well, look how big it is. I got down, it's a whole leg bone.
No, it's no dinosaur. But it's got a sock on it and a shoe there. Gee, I don't know what that would be. It's just dangling there from the ceiling there, from the dirt. It's too big for a fossilized Havergal College girl.
Good heavens.
What's the matter?
It just dawned on me. Do you know what that is? You people, you idiots, have tunneled right in under the CDC building. Bing Whitaker is in Studio J at this moment. He's doing station calls in there, and you've gone through the flooring under his chair. That is Bing Whitaker's leg.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Are you sure? It don't look fossilized. This is a big one. No, it's not a dinosaur bone.
Oh, I thought it would be a dinosaur bone.
No. No, it looks human. Well, there's one way of finding out. Just say, have you got a match there? Oh, give me a cigarette lighter, Marvin.
What are you going to do?
Never mind. Get the status off. Get the shoe off and the stuff.
Roger.
But find out. I don't know whether it's fossilized. It don't look fossilized. If it was from the Ice Age, it wouldn't have a shoe and sock on. There, that's it. Get the shoe off there. Okay? Give me a lighter for a second. Well, it's live. Whatever's on the other end of it there, that's a... it's live, all right. Ain't fossilized.
Oh, you idiots. That's Bing Whitaker's. Oh, look. Give me a hand here. You've got to help me shove this leg back through.
No, wait a minute. Don't touch that leg.
What do you mean? That man's in pain. You've burnt the sole of his foot.
That's a second at dawn. I mean, this is wonderful. This is a feature our shelter's going to have that no other shelter in the world will have. You can't buy it for money.
What are you driving at?
Well, you know, down in the mines, when they want to test for coal gas, they've got little canaries. The guys don't go down. They got canaries, see?
You mean?
Yeah. Hey, fellas, get the cement blocks and block the whole ceiling off just right up to where that leg's coming through.
You can't do this, Bing Whitaker.
Block it. I certainly can, Fortunato. Block that up. We're going to use Bing Whitaker for our own canary. After the nuclear attack, we're not going to stick our noses up and find out if everything's still radioactive. We'll just keep putting cigarette lighters to that foot, boy. And as long as there's still a yell, everything's going to be fine up there. We'll know it's okay to come out. Stand by for a test. Here we go. Give me the lighter.
This is the CBC Radio Network.